The Mount Vernon Fire Department is focused on holiday safety. Fire Chief Chad Christopher urges everyone to follow safety tips for wood burners and fireplaces by keeping chimneys clean and store ashes in metal bins. Don't leave candles burning alone, and don't forget to water your live Christmas trees. Riding the wave of their Shine the Light on Dumper success, Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost is ramping up the campaign with new funding for community cleanups. New grants totaling $1 million are here to help local governments tackle illegal dump sites and prevent future dumping. Local governments can secure up to $100,000 for dump site cleanups. Join the New Albany Police Department for a toy drive tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Village Hall parking lot. You can drop off an unwrapped toy for any age, and the NAPD will make sure it goes to the Toys for Tots toy drive, helping spread holiday cheer this season. I'm Eric Brown reporting. Two people were killed in a Guernsey County crash Wednesday. The State Highway Patrol reports that a driver of a southbound semi crossed the median on I-77 just outside Cambridge and hit another semi that was headed north head-on. The driver and the passenger of the semi that was hit died at the scene. The initial driver who caused the accident was sent to an area hospital. You can join Canal Winchester for their festive storybook Christmas celebration tonight and Saturday from 6 to 9 p.m. Officials say there will be nightly tree lighting ceremonies, an iceless skating rink, a Christmas trolley, and a special visit from Santa in the charming historic downtown. Fredericktown will unveil its new public fireplace with a ribbon-cutting ceremony tomorrow at 3:30 p.m., right before the annual Christmas walk that runs from 4 to 7 p.m. Fireplace was made possible through community fundraising and generous donations. Christmas walk is free and open to the public. I'm Eric Brown reporting.